So I was shopping last night and buying some fruit. So there was another Rav in the store who came up to me, and he said to me, "What's going on with this eating fruit on Tu B'Shvat story?" So I said, "It's one line in the Mishnah Berurah. Anyone know where? Don't feel bad, the Rav didn't know either. Anyone know? It's a one line in the Mishnah Berurah in the Siman about Tachanun. So the Shulchan Aruch lists off the days. You don't say Tachanun, so one of the days is Tu B'Shvat. You don't say Tachanun, it's Rosh Hashanah Leilana, so it's a little bit somehow that's a little bit of Simcha. We're not sure how much, but a little bit of Simcha. So the Mishnah Berurah writes on the bottom of that thing in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Ashkenazim, I think he's referring to the Yekis. I don't think he means like Ashkenaz, like we call it, Svardim. I think he means in the Yekshe communities, he's writing that they have a custom to be marbe bepeiros on Tu B'Shvat. Eat a little bit of extra fruit on Tu B'Shvat as a zeichet or a shanli lungs. So in the world of Nigla, that's about as far as you can hear about Tu B'Shvat. In the world of Nistar, the sky's the limit. But in the world of Nigla, that's about all you're going to hear from me about this. But Afal Pi Chein, we're going to still talk a little Dibre Chizek Viseiris. I think we've mentioned once or twice this year the pasuk Eretz Chitasar. We actually mentioned about four times today. Eretz Chitasar v'gefadeh the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. So the Gemara has a startling drush in a few places in Shas that in addition to the literal meaning of Eretz Chitasar, every one of these species conjures up an image in halacha as well. Every one of them is a remez to a specific halacha of shiurim. Remember the Gemara says shiurim halacha was Sinai. There's a remez in this pasuk for different shurim. Anyone knows the seven remezim in this pasuk? Eretz Chita is a remez for the din of kedechelus pras. How do you know that kedechelus pras is a pras of chitim and not something else? Eretz Chita is the remez for that halacha we're seeing. Seira, anyone know what Seira is? It's a bit of Tuma, an uncheery shir about Tuma Satsomas, okay? Geffen, Nozir, Te'ena, Gregaris, Rimon, Zayat, everyone, Chestu Vitaris, Samachos, Asura, Samachos, Shabbos, Samachos, Yom Kippur, every one of the seven species of Pradas of Eretz Yisrael has licked in them some kind of halacha. What a beautiful Gemara. Such a beautiful, very sentimental Gemara. What are Chazal kidding us? Come on. We know what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about the coming to Eretz Yisrael to eat olives and grapes and pomegranates. They're not coming to Paschal Shilas and Hilchis Negoyim and Hilchis. I mean, come on. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara meant, is there any real meaning to this? It's just Tavad Asmacht, it's a cute thing. So the Ritva Mesechus Hashara tells us, whatever Chazal says Asmacht, it's not just cute. Asmacht means there's a hidden meaning behind this Pasuk. It's not the Pshuta Shom Mikra, and it's not even a Drush Deraisa, it's not even Diktikul Atzma, it's not a Deraisa. But to say that it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant on a deeper level, on deeper meaning, there is some significance to Chita, having some remez, some mashu relationship to this Din of Techos Pras. And so, etc. So what is the meaning of it? Why does the Ribbono Shel Olam stick into some 17 layers underneath? He puts these strange Didi HaTorah into the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Ma'inin Zeitzel Zeh. The Rambam, in two places, has an observation that is so fundamental, so powerful. It touches upon every day of our lives, and it touches upon our entire understanding of what the essence of La'as and Lava is all about, what the future brings. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva raises a famous question. It says, if we know that the ultimate reward for mitzvahs is really the next world. Mitzvahs are spiritual in nature. You can't reward somebody for, I learned a lot Gemara, and I'm going to get a steak in return. It's like, it cheapens the learning. A guy does a gewaltige mitzvah chesed, and what do you give? You give him a new car. There's no shaychus between a mitzvah of ruchnius. Mitzvahs are cheftas from ruchnius, teiritz ruchnius. What's for gashmius? How can gashmius be a schar for a davar ruchni? That's what Chazal say, schar mitzvah haya amaleka. There's no real schar for mitzvahs in this world. Says the Rambam. So, anyone say Shema this morning? The Torah says black and white. The Torah says it 100 times. That if you do mitzvah, you're going to get schar in this world. So what do you mean? What does Chazal mean, schar mitzvah by Amalek? What do those words mean? So the Rambam says that we misunderstood all those parashas. Those are not schar for mitzvahs. Rather, they are enablers to continue upon the path of mitzvahs that you began. When a person has brachas in Olam Hazeh, it enables him to do mitzvahs. If a person is suffering klolos in Olam Hazeh, nebuch is sick in this war, in this famine, turn about there. How's he going to learn? How's he going to do mitzvahs? How's he going to have the yeshiva das in Olam Hazeh to perform mitzvahs, learn Torah? All the brachas of Olam Hazeh say the Rambam are not tzchar, they're not the reward for mitzvahs. They're Kadosh Baruch Hu's promise, habolatar mesayinai say. If you start the path, the Rabbanu Shalom will help you along by giving you brachas in Olam Hazeh. And that's in fact why, v'yishra v'yishur v'yivad, why is it that if a person rebels, b'toich all the brachas, sometimes the brachas go overboard, and sometimes the guy has such brachas, and he doesn't understand, the Rabbanu Shalom blessed him with such riches to do mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, what does he do? So he uses that money, becomes dishonest, becomes the guy who has to get more money, he uses that money to buy all kind of taivis and maisalach that are anti-Torah. So here the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'm giving you on a silver platter, I'm giving you the brachas of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a good thing. It's a gewaltig thing. If the Rabbanu Shalom didn't think Olam Hazeh was good, he wouldn't have said, ki toiv ma'oid. If the Rabbanu Shalom didn't think that the world was beautiful, he wouldn't have bothered wasting his time creating it. So all the brachas, kates of bracha, peiros are good. The Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to have good fruit, wanted us to have good meat, wanted us to have to enjoy ourselves. Why? So that it should enable us to go to the next step, to continue a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's the whole tachlis of the gashmis of Olam Hazeh. So it says the Rambam, chamitzav hayam malek, the schar is lesson lovay. The keren kayemis is the olam haba. Eichlin peiros seyem, but Olam Hazeh, the peiros are just the, it's not the tree. It's just the fruit on the tree. It's not the etzem hadavar. It's just a cute thing to enable us to have the keiches to go further. And the Rambam repeats this entire theme in the very end of Hilchos Melachim. And the Rambam poses the question, the very, very last Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when he spends the last parakat to talking about Yemas HaMashiach. So the Rambam writes, why is it that for thousands of years, Klai Yisrael have been looking forward to Mashiach coming? What is it about Yemas HaMashiach that's so, you know, intriguing? Says the Rambam, the Nevi'im anticipated it, the Chacham anticipated it, Lama. Why? So says the Rambam, Lonis Avu HaChacham VaNevi'im Yemas HaMashiach, Kedei Sheyishlu Bo Bas Olam. Don't think that the reason why Yishayahu HaNavi and Zechariah HaNavi and Hillel and Shammai and Rabbi Akiva were looking forward to Yemas HaMashiach was that they should have a lot of gashmias. They should have a very, very powerful army. They should be on top of the world and everyone should be working for that. Everyone should be subjugated to Christ. That's what they want. That's what Rabbi Akiva dreamt about. That's what Yeshua Novi was snobby about. Says the Rambam, of course those things are going to happen. Avada, Klai's role, when they come back here at Strolls, we keep its Golias and the Shibit Malchias. Avada's going to have a lot of wealth. Everyone's going to be rich. Everyone's going to be Gavalik. Gavalik, Gashmi is going to be pretty good. The stakes are going to be great in Yemos HaMashiach. It's going to be amazing Gashmias. That's what we were waiting for. For thousands of years, we were looking forward to a couple of steaks. Says the Rambam, no. Because the brachas of Olam Hazeh are going to be so amazing, loss of love, what's it going to create for us? Unbelievable opportunities that we didn't have in this world. In this world, we're so bogged down, we have all the parnasa. How much time do we waste? We have to spend 3/4 of our lives running after parnasa. In days to come, b'shef harav. How much time do we nebuch, how much does it take away from us? Melchama and rav and chayli, all these terrible things that interfere with our ability to have proper avedis Hashem, all of that will disappear. And what's the world going to look like? It's going to be a beautiful world. Why? Because the malar's deis Hashem. And what are people going to want to do in those days? Penuyim b'ter v'chachmosel. There's going to be nothing else to distract us. There's going to be nothing else you're going to want to do. Everyone's going to be sitting and learning. Yom and Valayla doing mitzvahs and Torah and mitzvahs ala Torah ala Veda b'kedusha v'tara. That's going to be the entire goal of everybody. Because Baruch is going to create a beautiful world. The Shefa Baruch is a bounty of Elam Hazeh to enable that Baruch of Ruchnias. That's the dream of Yemas HaMashiach. That's what we mean b'chakal b'chal b'shiyavay. It's that beautiful vayal or kibbutz kosher v'yidei toiv ma'od. It's the toiv ma'od that what the world was supposed to be. We messed it up. And we took us on a detour for a couple of thousand years. But it's going to revert back to the toiv ma'od. And therefore, all of mankind, the Malar Tzedeh Hashem Kamal Yom Chasim. That's the goal of Nosem Mashiach. So that's what Chazal meant. You see a beautiful fruit, you see a pomegranate, you see a date, you see a grape, you see wheat. Do you think that all that fruit is just something yummy and delicious? That's what you think the goal of that fruit is? No. The goal of that fruit is to enable you to be Pinuyim Matar V'Chachmasa. Licked in every grape is Maseches Nazir. Licked in every Zayas is Hilchas Brachas. Licked in every Dvash is Kesev Sagasif in Yom Kippur. Licked in every Rima and every pomegranate at the dinner of Tumah V'Tahara of a neck of Kemaitzi Rima and a Kli that's V'Tahara out. The Rebbeinu Shalom's wonderful bracha of Eretz Yisrael was not just to give us a land of flowing in milk and honey, it's to give us a land that has such shefa brachas that will point us all in the right direction to go sit and learn the Teres Hashem Tamima and go see and go find the Ruchnius. Every fruit screams out that I'm a chefta from Torah. Every grape, every olive, every date, if you sit and eat a date today for Tu B'Shvat, have a fig for Tu B'Shvat, those fruits are screaming out that I'm part of Eretz Yisrael, I'm part of the Eretz, Anif Cheres. I have the ability to be a Makom Torah for you. Every fruit is endowed with Kedushas HaTorah, Torah Mitzvahs. If you begin to look at the world through those eyes, then Taka, you'll be one step closer to Gula. So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, which again, I'm not holding in these Svarim, but in the Halakha Svarim, they speak about how, you know, the Geula, the Emes Geula is the Pesach. You know, that's the Zman Geula, the Geula of Nisan. So Chazal speak about Mesvah Geula Geula. Purim is also a Zman of Geula. It's the month before. Tu B'Shvat, a regular year, it's 2 months before. But this year, it's 3 months before. You get an extra other. So you get Purim Katan. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. So there's almost like a beginning of Geula on Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara says that in Masechet Sanhedrin, that if you're looking around for a simon when the Geula is around the corner, look at when the fruits start to bear fruit, when the trees start to bear fruit. In Eretz Yisrael, for thousands of years, the trees didn't bear fruit. Eretz Yisrael was a midbar shmama, there was nothing growing there, there was nothing there. Contrary to certain revisionist histories, Eretz Yisrael was a midbar shamein, that was garnished. There wasn't any thriving society of certain people who claimed that they've been there for deriderus. 95% of them came in the late 1800s when the Jews started to come back from Europe and they started to build up the economy. So then a few people in other neighboring countries realized, hey, this is a pretty good place to come to. So they start to emigrate to that. So if you want to know how all of a sudden Eretz Yisrael in the 1850s had nobody and all of a sudden they had a lot of people who were living there, that's where they came from. They came from neighboring countries. No sheikhs, they were never there. If you want to read anything about real history, but another time, another place. But when Klai Yisrael comes back there to Yisrael, and all of a sudden the fruit trees are starting to blossom again, that's a tipa min hayam, the gula's around the corner. So if gula's around the corner, you got to go back to Beis Medrash. It's the only place to be. This is the place to be. The gula's around the corner. So I wish everybody I don't know what you're supposed to say, like a freilich or two, but I don't think anyone says that. I don't know what the people say. Enjoy, you're not saying tachlon on two, like what are you supposed to say? Whatever you're supposed to say, enjoy. You get the chizuk v'seiris, and the kashbrach should be kavul at tefillah, should have a zman geula, like all the verses.